Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
So the national budget passing with the VAT hike in a day of high political tension. So South Africans are asking what happens now. I want to give you a business and economic perspective on the budget vote and also the future of the Government of National Unity. And joining us is the Chief Executive Officer of Business Unity South Africa, Kulakani Mate. Kulakani, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. So BUSA's position on the ANC's unilateral handling of the budget, does it signal fiscal instability or unpredictability that maybe could deter future investment, or are you taking something positive out of it?
Well, firstly, let's just start. And good morning, Jeremy. Let's start with the fact that the budget was ultimately approved. That in itself is a step forward, because not having an approved budget would have other implications. So at least we can tick that off. It doesn't mean that we're happy with everything, but I think in the sort of broader scheme of things, that settles that matter. I mean, we know that there are still some outstanding and conditions that have been attached to the approval. I mean, I think that's just a sideshow. The fact of the matter is that the budget has been approved with a 0.5% increase on VAT. Now, of course, uncertainty is not good for business, is not good for investment. And so we always get concerned about anything that threatens uncertainty in the economy. And that's why the prolonged debates that go nowhere on the budget would not have been ideal.
I want to come back to uncertainty in just a moment, but let me just pick you up on value-added tax and BUSA's assessment of that increase. It is going to impact consumer spending and obviously downstream business performance in key sectors, something that I imagine the country can ill afford.
Indeed, the country can ill afford that. But I think one has to also take into account that there's been an attempt by the Treasury to really soften the blow of this increase. As you know, on the one hand, for those who receive social assistance, they have received higher than inflation increase. And two, there's been an increase in the number of zero-rated products, etc. So yes, there will be an impact, but not as pronounced given these measures that have been taken. Increasing taxes in an economy is never a good thing for business. And so under ideal conditions, we would not be in support of any increase in taxes. But we are where we are, and I think we need to take this on the chin and move on as a country.
Let's get back to policy uncertainty, obviously evidenced by fractured coalition support within the GNU. Surely there must be concern now within the business community about a delay in structural reforms which are urgently needed for economic growth. We can't afford any breakup of the GNU, surely.
The breakup of the GNU would not be good for the South African economy from a confidence point of view, from a stability point of view, because I think everybody was getting to understand that we have a coalition government and how it is working. So if we go back to the drawing board, I think that will be bad for confidence and stability. And so we would be very concerned about that from a business point of view.
And you'll concede that BUSA is now worried about a risk premium as far as South Africa is concerned if the GNU disintegrates. Again, let's not put the cart before the horse, but the fiscal disagreement between the two principal partners is very pronounced and many are saying intractable.
We would say that obviously, in the heat, and I'll call it a heat of the moment, when all of these debates are happening and so people digging in and not moving from their original positions, one can understand that. But we would just urge politicians to really step back and realize that actually they are given an opportunity by all of us as South Africans to look after this national asset called the economy. We want them to look after it. We want them to nurture it. We want them to grow it for this generation and future generations. And so they should not take decisions that are going to put the economy into jeopardy, because it will affect everything that happens in the country. And so that would be really our call, even as the conversations go about is the GNU going to remain in its current form? Will it be reconfigured, etc.? Because it has consequences, and that's we would just call for cool heads and not act with haste.
What advice is BUSA giving to its constituency who face the risk of being caught in this political crossfire and brinkmanship?
So, on the one hand, we would also just advise that, yes, because we're not used to this sort of thing for the past 30 years, we're used to the passing of the budget being a very, almost a non-event because it was always passed without any problem. It's not the end of the world. I mean, many countries go through this, they don't collapse. I mean, you know that in the US, they have a system where, if the budget is not passed, the government shuts down, right? We don't have that, and yet we've not been down there, and that's why we would understand people being concerned, but we should not be overly concerned because we're not there yet. Our system is a lot more, I think, balanced than that of the US. And let me say that, given all of that, so we would say that this is not the end of the world. This is the beginning pains or birth pains of coalition governments. We will see more of this. It will probably settle in years to come, but this is not the end of the world.
There's also a double whammy today because overnight we're hearing about this 30% tariff imposition on South Africa from the American government. What's the general sense in the business community today, and where do you think this leaves South Africa?
So this is again one of those severe headwinds that our weak economy just can ill afford. We have until now been really asking ourselves and reaching out to the US on the renewal of AGOA and South Africa's continued inclusion within that. And so to wake up to the news that we are now subject to 30% tariffs in the US is obviously very, very unfortunate and will have severe consequences on the economy. Our access to the US market will indeed be constrained by these tariffs. But I think it's also important to note that we just have not been singled out because we are South Africa. These have been applied to many, many other nations. There are others who have been slapped with much higher tariffs than us. It doesn't make it better, but I think it's important to put it into context so that we can find sober ways of how to deal with the issues and how to handle it in our economy.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Kulakani Mate, Chief Executive Officer, Business Unity South Africa.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.